The UN boots Russia from a key commission. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. United Nations members voting Thursday to suspend Russia from the UN Human Rights Council.
That vote was in response to global outrage over atrocities committed by Russian troops in Bucha. Bodies are still being retrieved from the rubble, and the Ukrainian government releasing what it claims are intercepted radio recordings of a Russian commander instructing soldiers to, quote, take out civilians in a village outside Mariupol. It comes just a day after the mayor of Mariupol said more than 5,000 civilians have been killed in the city.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in western Ukraine. Fox News State Department correspondent Benjamin Hall making his first public comments since being wounded covering the war last month. Posting on social media from a hospital in Texas, he's lost half of one leg, a foot from the other leg. His hand is being repaired. He can't see out of one eye and his hearing is pretty blown. But Hall adds he feels damn lucky. His colleagues, cameraman Pierre Zakshevsky and producer Sasha Kushinova, were killed when their vehicle came under attack outside Kiev. A history made Thursday in Washington as the Senate voted to confirm Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Jackson becomes the 116th justice to serve on the Supreme Court. She weathered hearings which were more contentious than many expected. Now, only three Republicans voted yes: Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Mitt Romney. Collins and Murkowski had voted to confirm Jackson before. The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, he had said that GOP members were concerned about Jackson's views on a litany of issues. Now, the court won't seat Jackson until the summer. Justice Stephen Breyer won't step down until the court finishes its term.
It's Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. Wall Street rebounding on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 87 points. NASDAQ added 8. The S&P 500 closing 19 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Fox News confirming the Department of Justice is to investigate the transfer of some of former President Trump's papers when he left the White House.
The House Oversight Committee has been trying to get details on 15 boxes of documents that were sent to Mar-a-Lago when the former president went to Florida after leaving office. The National Archives has said some of that material is classified. The DOJ stopped the National Archives from revealing the contents of those boxes to the committee. A source tells Fox that means a DOJ investigation is about to be or is already underway. According to the Presidential Records Act, the material should have gone to the National Archives. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A federal appeals court has upheld President Biden's mandate that all federal employees get vaccinated against the coronavirus. The Fifth Circuit Federal Appeals Court lifting an injunction that had been issued by a federal judge in Texas, blocking enforcement of the vaccine mandate. The appeals court ruling the judge didn't have jurisdiction. More cases of the virus reported among members of Congress, Senators Susan Collins of Maine and Georgia's Raphael Warnock, both testing positive, as has House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. South Carolina scheduling its first execution in more than a decade. It will not be by lethal injection.
Barring a stay from the Supreme Court, Richard Bernard Moore will have two options for his execution on April 29th, the electric chair or death by firing squad. South Carolina lawmakers amended the state's capital punishment law last year because the corrections agency was unable to obtain drugs for lethal injections. The law makes the electric chair the primary means of execution, but allows prisoners to choose a firing squad or lethal injection if those methods are available. The corrections agency says it has the necessary protocols in place and spent more than $53,000 renovating the death chamber in Columbia. Moore's execution would be the first in South Carolina in more than a decade. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.